Hey, this is your girl, Love Remy, checking in with you. Hey, this is your girl, Remy, checking in with you from Grudge Inc. Entertainment. So, for everyone that's checking in with me, I have on the line Mr. Long Island Joe from Maryland, D.C. with the Grudge Racing. So, Mr. Joe, you're still on the line, right? Mr. Jones? Okay, I'm trying to make sure you're still on the line with me, Mr. Joe. You there?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Joe, you know, I want you to explain a little bit about the Battle on the Hill Super Showdown that you had going on. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm originally from Long Island. I live in Long Island. And my partner, Larry T, he lives out in D.C. He's from the D.C., Virginia area. And we always meet up, and we actually partners. We actually team up and go against each other. There's times that we battle each other or other states together. It depends on where we are. And this is our final finale. It was our final finale for November 1st. And it was one of those things that we had Long Island coming, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia. We had the West Coast coming. You know, then you had he had the down south area. He had Virginia, Maryland, D.C. Also, I had a couple guys from North Carolina coming, South Carolina and Georgia. Also, Illinois, Chicago. And those guys were all going to meet up, you know. It's going to be a good one. And it's going to be like a big family affair.
Okay, so tell me, what made you decide to cancel this event?
Well, the problem was the weather. We had the gates to be open at 8 o'clock. There was a lot of people talking about coming early. And we were looking at the weather, and the weather said 27-degree winds, and rain was going to be in the forecast around 3 o'clock, 2:33. So I didn't want everybody to take these long rides from all over and
of course.
3 hours of racing, and that would have been good. I mean, there's some people that would.
So tell me a little bit about. Go ahead. Well, tell me a little bit about how the weather affects the racing. Tell me a little bit about that because, you know, a lot of people don't take the weather serious, you know. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, anyone knows that if you have anything that's making a decent power, I hate to see someone go out there and total off their car, lack of traction. And the first thing they'll blame is the track or the promoter for turning around and doing the race anyhow. And there's a lot of times you have these tracks and they don't care. They'll just get the money. The money. Everybody wants to get the money and they don't care about anything else. And my whole thing is if you do something like that, you're going to get a bad rap for everything. The track gets a bad reputation because they're going to say they didn't prep the track. Meanwhile, they could prep it all they want. If the track is too cold, the VHC will not work. And everybody knows how many times somebody's went out there and the track is too cold and totally lost their car, and everybody says, oh, I'm so sorry. But thousands of dollars are lost. And I don't want that to be over my head. So I don't want to see anybody lose their car or get hurt. So I'm thinking the best interest was to turn around and say, it's not about the money right now. It was basically just making sure we're having a good time, and that wouldn't have been a good time if somebody wrecks or, you know, total off their car. Anything can happen. So that's the reason why I canceled.
Yeah, I understand. It's all about the safety. I understand. Yeah, so I know about a few guys that had a few lock-ins. I know they put some cash up. Tell me a little about that. Were they upset about that?
Well, you know, a lot of guys got on the phone, and I can tell you, I'm a little bit hurt. They're disappointed telling me it ain't true, and I told them about the weather, and they really said, man, you know what? You did the right thing, and I was happy. You know, the first time they were, you could see they were a little upset, but they said, you looked out for us, and guess what? We're looking out for you. And just to tell you, on behalf of five people we know so far, they kept the lock-in. So for the following race, and whenever we have it, they don't care if it's in April of next year or May of next year. They don't care. They want it, or if even if we can have the time to do it this year, they don't care. They told me, keep the lock-in. We're going to do it at your race. And one of the guys was good to me was, I'm going to say, is Kevin Hunt. He had just came along, and he really said something I really liked. And he says, I'll tell you what, I've never been there. I went to one of your shows, a couple shows, and I enjoyed myself, and I'm going to be at the first one. As soon as you tell me the first show, make sure you book me first. I don't care. I will lock that first race in. I want to be the first one. And that was great. That was
I know that's right.
Like that.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that you invite your girl Remy out to that show. You know, I want to make sure that I'm there. You got to make sure you invite me out to that show. Don't leave me out.
Oh, no, I promise you. You'll definitely be there. I mean, Jay has been to a couple of our shows. Everybody's there. They've been there. Pro Stock Joe, Mike Hill, everybody's been there. And we always have something to do something. Like our final finale, it was all about giving back to the races and all the little guys, too, that we call. And the thing was, when you walked in, you had your wristband. You paid to enter to get in. But at 4:35, that wristband had a number on it. 4:35, we were going to call the number out. And the winner got the big screen TV for free. No raffle,
okay,
no nothing.
Okay, okay, I know that's
right.
That's
how we want. Yeah, we wanted to get something back. You know, everything, and instead of having a 50-50 raffle, we were calling it the 100. And what happened was, instead of us taking the 50% off 50%, we didn't take anything. If it was $1,500, instead of being $750 to us and $750 to the winner, we wanted them to have the whole thing, the whole 1500. We wanted the races to come back. And, you know, really, we were trying to do everything that we could do to have everything right. We had food. We tried to feed everybody, and if anybody ever came to anything like Bud's Creek, anything, if you come up in the tower, you know you was a welcome guest. You didn't have to pay any extra money. We fed you, did everything. Wanted to make everybody feel comfortable at home, like a family thing, almost like a picnic or a family reunion type. And, you know, our house is your house. We try to give you hospitality, and that's it. That's what we wanted. It only grows bigger and bigger when you do that. And so many times,
right, you know?
It's so many times
you
go to places and they won't do it. Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, I mean, every now and then, you know, I mean, not everything is perfect, but so far, knock on wood, you know, we hadn't had anything major, something wrong. I mean, we did have one accident and we lost a good friend of ours and due to his asthma attack, and you know, that was one thing, but we can never say nothing is perfect. And we'll work on everything we can, and anything that we can help out with the family, we did what we had to do. Nobody can say we didn't do it. And that's what it's all about, being a family. The problem is, too many times you get in some places and something's supposed to go really, really good, a good show, and then you get some bad apples to come in, and we don't want that, and we don't want to have that stimming over our head. We don't, nothing at all. We just want to have it better and better. Whatever we can make it to grow, we're going to do it. And so
Yeah, you told me that it was a friend that you lost, huh?
Yeah, he was a great
somebody
guy. Everybody
knows. Somebody that you've known personally?
Oh, yes. His name is, we used to call him Boss Hog. He was a great guy. And anybody that remembers him, it's nothing. He was just one friendly, jolly guy. He was great, really great guy. And I got to say, everybody's going to miss him. I mean, his words speak for itself. Just alone, if you would have went to the funeral, you would understand. To see that many people come out, you just thought it was a president that died. That's how it was. It was that great. He had some homecoming ceremony, I'll tell you. It was great. And, he will be missed.
And friends go out to his family, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, that's what it's all about. When you can turn around and touch somebody, I'll tell you, there's been many people that we have gone places, and then it's like, wow, you met a family member or a friend, you know. And I had a guy, didn't know that I was having one of the shows, and he didn't know it was down in this town, and he got upset with me, you know, and I said, I'm really sorry, and that's the reason why we came along with the radio show, so we can turn around and tell everybody, you know, when we're having a show. So now they tune in on Monday nights. And when you call in, you know, you can say what you want. You know, you can actually promote your show. I have no problem. Anything you want to do, you can come on and you can say what you want to do. If you want to lock in a race, but we'll be telling everything that goes on in our area. Or if there's somebody that did accomplishment, we want to turn around and thank them for their services. And that's what we really want to do. We want to just pump it up. And that's what it's so bad that you always get the negative, but you never hear the positive. So that's the reason why we really wanted something like this. Showing that we can do it also.
You know, I think it's a great thing what you're doing. You know, I want you to tell the people, you know, if they wanted to keep in touch with you, you know, and keep in touch with the events that you have, or even the next event that you have planned. You know, how do they keep in touch with you on that? You have like a Facebook or a Twitter or, you know, Instagram or.
You can go on DMV website, and you'll also see them. They'll be posting on DMV or. Larry T's website, Larry T's Instagram, you can have that. And this is Custom Tees. On Monday night at 7:30 to 9:30 is my talk show. The number is 347-850-1016. And it's a Long Island Joe talk show.
Repeat that number and time again for me, for the people.
Okay. Yes, it's 347-850-1016, and it's 7:30 to 9:30, and you have everybody from the East Coast to the West Coast that'll be on there.
I may have to tune in for that myself.
Okay. Feel free. I'll be more than happy to hear from you. And you know, sometimes we're on there, we're joking, we're laughing, and, you know, you're cutting up, you're having a fun time. That's what it's all about. You know, nothing is taken serious. It's all about having fun. And, you know, then you look forward to seeing each other when you do. Matter of fact, this Monday, be a special guest on this Monday talking about his show. That'll be Baldy from Florida, and he'll be telling you what's going on. And he'll be on Monday night's show. And his show will be coming up with the grand finale. That'll be in Florida, Orlando, and that'll be Baldy. And talking about his race, 3-day race. Should be good. If there's anything that you guys decide you want to go out and you want to say something, or feel free. I mean, you know, if you have something that's going on in your area, and you can get right on there and tell it. I mean, we have no problems at all. Because our thing is this way, if I happen to be on vacation and happen to be in Georgia or wherever, Florida, at least I know what's going on in that area. Maybe I can be around. I can stop in myself. And that's what's so good about it. So it's great to tell people that, you know. And, I mean, I've been on the West Coast this year 5 times. So, I mean, it's been fun. I mean, it's been a great time. We did a lot of traveling this year. Between North Carolina and Fayetteville, it's Fayetteville. If anybody knows that, we went out there a couple of races and we did them and it came out successful again. The guys from the North come out and we actually keep tally to see who's winning and how many races go on. And the North actually beat them again this year, so we'll see what happens. And I know me and Larry T are working on something right now and the opening will probably be the end of April or the first week in May. We won't know until 2 weeks from now. And we're trying to get all the calendars ready. And what we're trying not to do is stack up on top of somebody else's race. And basically we want to put out the time now and we're working with everybody else, trying to work with certain people, you know, see who wants to do this. And you got this date, I got that date. So nobody's all piled up. Because you don't hate to split up the people. It's nice when everybody can come together at one time. Jay did it one time. I remember him doing the Grudge Mania, I think, in Pro Stock Joe and him did one, you know. And it was perfect when they tried to do something like that. You you do something like that, now everybody, nobody puts nothing on top of that one. You know, the Grudge Fest of the year, you know, the Spring Grudge Fest, a Fall Grudge Fest, one like that, nobody will put nothing on top, and everybody tries to make it there. That's what you want. But, you know, when you start stacking up on each other and it does that, and, you know, you get a lot of promoters that go out there and, I'll tell you, promise the world. And when they promise the world and then they don't come through, it makes the other promoters like, you know, not good.
Yeah.
And that's is bad. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't rely on that. And I have seen that, and I'd rather take a loss. If I promise you, I'm coming through with it. And that's how I feel. I'd rather take the loss, and then you can never say you got cheated, the payout wasn't there or whatever, and that's, you know, I want to make sure nobody can ever say that. So whatever, sometimes you have to take a loss, and that's it. You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, yeah. Sound like you're a great dude, man. I respect everything that you're doing, and you have a lot of good things going. You know, before we close this out, I want you to tell, you know, the audience again how to reach you through, through social media. How can we get in contact with you?
You can get in touch with me on Custom Tees Racing. You can space on that. Or my son, he has also his Facebook, which in is Phil Gray. And you'll see him because both sons race, Phil and Joe Gray. They both race with me. They got the little truck.
Okay.
And if you ever see it and you hear them out west, they're racing. They're called the Cookie Monster because their truck was a light blue, so they're called the Cookie Monster. As I say, the talk show is a great thing when everybody wants to get in touch with each other, and you know, they all can talk at one time, and they can, you know, some people you probably didn't hear from in a long time. Or if you know someone's sick and you want to just, you know, say something, go ahead and say it, and we'll try to reach out to help that person, especially a grudge person, any one of the guys in our grudge family. You always want to help out because you never know. You might be in the same shoes one day, so that's why we do it that way. It's perfect.
All right, Mr. Dome. You know, I appreciate you for taking the time out, you know, to speak with me and my crowd on my Grudge Inc. TV, you know. You know, I'm going to post this out, and I'm going to say this is your girl, Remy, checking in. Once again, this was Long Island Ice Joe, you know, checking in, and he gave you your contact information. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up and keep in contact. And if y'all want to get in contact with the Grudge Inc., hit us up on Twitter as well. All right, this is your girl signing out.
Take care now, Wendy. Thank you.
Okay, you take care, too. Okay, we'll keep in touch. Know that.
Okay, we definitely will. And I'll make sure I tell you when the first show is.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right.
You're welcome. Okay.
Now, he's off.
Okay.
But your show will still be recorded.
Okay.
Okay. But that's fine.
Oh, okay.
You do it because we're going to go on somebody else's show. How did you get the feel? Everything is still recorded, but we can edit it out.
Okay. For the first time, it's fine.
You messed his name up. You called Long Island Ice Joe.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Long Island Ice.
We're going to call Pro Stop Joe.
Okay.
And tell him that you want to tie in. Now, when you call him, he'll tie you into this.
Okay.
All right. Now,